Choral singers haven't been allowed to do what they love during most of the pandemic because of the risks associated with spreading aerosols. Boston Pops conductor Keith Lockhart is empathetic.
It's got terrible implications. I feel really sorry for people whose major joy in life is being able to raise their voices in song.
But now, after 20 months, the Tanglewood Festival Chorus is back with Lockhart for the Holiday Pops concerts at Symphony Hall. As WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, it means the world to the vocalists.
For more than 30 years, Christina Wallace Cooper has cherished singing with the Tanglewood Festival Chorus.
When we sing Beethoven's Ninth to close every season at Tanglewood, literally, I feel like I'm elevated off the riser. It's just such a thrill, and it's a full-body experience.
But Beethoven's Ninth Symphony didn't happen at Tanglewood this past summer or the one before. The orchestra resumed live concerts at Symphony Hall in September. The 180-person chorus did not.
It's something that is really, really meaningful in our lives. And so for us to take a 20-month timeout has been incredibly challenging.
Wallace Cooper says the all-volunteer choral members have felt bereft. They've craved the beauty and bond they only find as a group, and they really missed each other. She's chairperson of a committee that created virtual ways to support the chorus and keep them singing apart. But for them, nothing compares to doing that together at Symphony Hall.
You know, we've been just waiting and waiting to be invited back.
That finally happened, and in November, the chorus started rehearsing at the hall for the Holiday Pops concerts. Wallace Cooper, who's a mezzo-soprano, says the experience of being on stage and part of something larger than themselves is ethereal.
It's like having this invisible netting between all of us, and it's full of light and it's shining. It's very hard to put into words, but we hope our audiences feel that because that's what we feel.
I'm listening to my neighbor. I'm blending in with my neighbor.
Tenor Jesse Liu is one of the chorus's newest members.
You know, our intonation is the same. Our timbre's the same. We're cutting off our syllables in the same way. You have to be so attuned to all of that that brings you so close to the person who you stand next to.
Liu and Wallace Cooper say one or two voices can't capture the full glory of dozens. Now Liu just wants to give joy to the audience members who make their way back to Symphony Hall.
They dealt with all of the parking issues. Maybe it's chilly. They didn't feel like coming out, you know, but they came and here we are. And we've sung the Hallelujah Chorus, you know, 50 times in our lives, but it's their first time hearing it for the season.
Really having that real-time feedback on your performance is what it's all about.
Choral director James Burton laments how hard the singing world has been hit throughout the pandemic. He says his members have always devoted so much of their time and energy throughout the year, but especially over the holidays.
During December, when we sing so many concerts, it's something which is a little bit addictive, and we get into a rhythm of coming into the building, warming up, getting ready for the next concert, and then doing it all again, probably within the next 24 hours or 48 hours.
And this year, they're doing that while wearing masks.
Singing with a mask is difficult. It just meant that everybody could come together once again, and that was important.
Thousands of people will attend the Holiday Pops concerts that run through December 24th, and Jesse Liu believes audiences need the solace of seasonal song more than ever.
These are holiday traditions. I imagine people come back to this concert and listen to the 12 Days of Christmas year after year after year, and it's just so exciting to be able to give that back to them after they had to miss it last year.
The barn's in a pear tree.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens and two turtle doves. They're the gifts from my own true love. One more present is that of presents. No, it's a part.